and welcome to the CA Reading Society podcast. It's June, and we are talking about National Pirate Month, right?
It's not actually National Pirate Month, but I really wish it was. It's National Pirate's Birthday Month.
One second, because is Pirate, just by the way.
By the way, yeah, the one talking about pirates is Pirate.
And I am Zio.
And the silence is silence.
And I'm Meg.
I always go last. Why are we doing this out of order? That throws me off, people. Do you think I'm not panicked enough?
Wait, we have an order?
Yeah, we always start with you.
It's always Zio, Meg, Pirate, and then...
Why are we throwing this off?
Because we need to.
Happy birthday, Pirate. It's almost your birthday.
It's my birthday on Friday.
Because Zio forgot to introduce herself, which is why...
I didn't realize we had an order, and I was just going to mention pirates first and then introduce ourselves. I didn't realize there was an order.
I can't believe you.
Okay, let's carry on.
Moving on.
You've crushed my soul now. Let's move on to Pirate's
Book. Yeah, so I should just warn you guys, you're probably going to hear our lovely bell today because we're kind of recording really late, so yeah.
Yeah, we started really late, but it's okay.
I'm sorry. We'll go quickly. All right, so I have three pirate books that we are going to be discussing today.
Very fast.
First order of business is Pirate Latitudes by Michael and Morgan, please...
The guy who wrote Jurassic Park, which is the best book
that
ever.
Guy.
Well,
he's
best
not,
movie ever.
He doesn't have a name. He's the guy who wrote Jurassic Park, okay? That's his name, is the guy who wrote Jurassic Park.
Oh, Chip Kidd did the illustration for Jurassic Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a research project on him. Okay,
those
Meg and
Zio
are like...
They're causing trouble. They're conspiring against
They're
me.
Wearing red shirts together, and
They're communists!
Why did you point out the red shirt? She was gonna go straight for communism there.
Was that communism? I thought it was communism.
Don't make fun of me.
We're making fun of you.
I'm sorry, I'm
Pirates and communism, guys. Pirates and communism.
You are so mean.
But besides, what is Pirate Latitudes about?
This is the most realistic, I think, of the three books that I picked out. It's set in the Caribbean in 1665, and it basically follows Captain Charles Hunter, who is a pirate privateerish type person, and his crew as they go to take on pretty much the most bloodthirsty and notorious pirate captain in the entire world, who is a Spanish privateer. So, yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Cool. Wait, so privateers were the ones who had legal permission to be a pirate, right?
They're hired by their country, so, like, if I was a British pirateer, I actually have a very distant ancestor who was a British privateer in, like, the 1700s or something.
Don't brag. It's unbecoming.
Fine, then. Yeah, so a privateer, if a British privateer, a person is a British privateer, so that means the King of England hired that person to go around and rob other ships, especially, like, the French, because they didn't like the French, because the French are smelly. And, yeah, and they eat snails. I don't know. I'm sorry, this is stereotyping.
Did you say French or the British people eat snails?
The French.
It's called escargot. It's one of the best foods ever.
It's disgusting.
Ew. It's really good.
You people are just weird.
Next book.
Yeah, we're going to go through
So, we just did Pirate Latitudes.
Latitudes, not longitudes. My gosh.
I like longitudes better than latitudes. Mm. They make me look taller. Anyway, by Michael Crichton. Did we agree on that?
Crichton.
Crichton?
Right. Zio is hired once again to
Next
pronounce
book.
Things temporarily.
Which is weird, because usually she can't pronounce
You're fired
like,
again.
Anything.
Yeah, she was fired a while ago, but I hired her again.
Next one.
Next one is called Pirates of Pensacola, and this is the silly one. This book is hysterical. Okay, so I'll just read the description really quick. The Cook and Hood families have been at each other's throats since the Spanish Main days. The latest chapter in their piratical rivalry takes place in 2004, when an old treasure map turns up. None of this seems to matter to Morgan Cook, a cowardly, land-loving accountant, entirely ignorant of his heritage, until his estranged father, Isaac, in need of crewmen, kidnaps him and thrusts him into the fray. When Morgan wakes up on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean, he learns that piracy still flourishes, albeit with far more discretion than in the old days. Pirates disguise their fast boats as trippers or tugs, but with no less bloodshed. It's really funny.
Wait a second. So his father kidnapped him to be a pirate?
His father kidnapped him to be a pirate.
Oh.
It's pretty interesting.
Okay, so how old is this guy supposed to be during this? So how
He's
old is his
like
father?
He's 30.
Okay, so he is like a crazy, like what, 60-year-old dad?
50 or 60, yeah. Something like that.
Senile.
You're a pirate again
so
for pronouncing things.
Okay.
I knew what I was trying to say.
And the last book on your list, Pirate?
My last book is called Steel by Carrie Vaughan, and this is more of like a fantasy novel. It's actually the only YA book that I picked. What are you two doing?
Nothing. I'm making fun of her pronunciations.
She's being mean to me. It's called bullying.
Well, it's not bullying.
What was the Alphaeus thing?
It's something I'm very familiar with from Zio. Because Zio now gets to see how
you talk over Pyro all the time.
I do not. You two are both fired. Go sit in the corner of shame. Talking about a book.
Which silence shall comfort Pirate as she talks.
Thank you, Silence.
Wait, I thought
boom, silence button.
Yeah, we need at least one. Alright, so Steel by Harry Baum. It's a fantasy book about a 16... Hey, it's a 16-year-old. How about that?
Oh, come on. I thought we agreed that we were going to be silent.
But it's...
We had to groan at that one.
Yeah, she's 16. They're always 16.
She groan gave us...
I'm going to throw people off.
She implied permission 15. For us to groan at that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so a 16-year-old girl named Jill, who is a fencer, like a really, really good fencer.
Oh, I wish
but
I
she's
could
never
fence.
Actually used a like an actual sword before, just like the fencing swords
foil.
And stuff. That those
foil,
things.
Saber.
Okay, so she finds she's on a Caribbean beach, like she's on a trip with her parents, and she finds a piece of a sword, and the sword piece it transports her back in time to a pirate ship, like a legit pirate ship,
like it's, a magical port key. That goes through time and space?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. Pretty much. It's really pretty awesome.
Sounds cool.
You should definitely read it, because it's cool. Alright, so that's enough about pirates, because it's not all about
our
me.
Our next mom. Is, what are we planning to read this summer? And personally, for Silence, just mine, I plan to read Stuff.
Yes, she stuff. Does plan to read Stuff.
I plan to reread Stuff, because sounds my good. Library card is expired, and I really need to fix that. So until I do, I'm just rereading Stuff.
Sounds all you good. Have to do is go in and be like, yeah, I didn't move and didn't change my phone number. They're like, ding, you're all done.
Yeah, yeah I know, but I work 40 hours a week, so I haven't had time yet.
Yeah, whatever.
Some of us work, too.
All right, so Zio, what books are so you planning
work
to read this
and get
summer?
Attacked at work.
You guys work at the library, so I work at a beach.
Details.
Now we can't pronounce stuff. The library?
I'm the library.
Sorry.
Want a little escargot with your the library?
I was thinking what Pyra does on her bio all the time, so.
What? Okay. I say Z library, or lay library, not the library.
Alright, so Zio is planning on going through a magical journey of non-fiction books.
Exciting.
Sucker.
Yeah. It's not required for anything, I'm just curious, because with the library, you shelve all sorts of books, and I've been seeing a lot of really interesting non-fiction
really
books.
Non-fiction.
I'm planning on jumping into those and reading all sorts.
Well, don't jump, just like take them carefully off the shelves.
No, I plan on jumping into the shelves.
They're dangerous. They're like metal.
Yeah,
stuff.
They attack
so,
silence.
So be
apparently.
Careful.
Yeah,
they did.
The shelves are mean.
I was walking around the library with my arm bleeding, going, "Do you have a band-aid? Do you have a band-aid?" And people were like, "What is this chick doing walking around with a bleeding arm?" And I'm like, "Hey, Barbara," who's one of the receptionists, "do you have a band-aid?" And she goes, "Oh, your arm's bleeding." I
was like, wow.
Brilliant people. Brilliant.
Barbara's very nice.
She is. I love her, but I'm like, my arm is bleeding. I've been walking around for like 5 minutes trying to find a band-aid. I would really like one.
Come down to the beach. We've got like 500 of them.
Oh, gosh.
But times just 12. Let you know, I did get a band-aid eventually.
Good job.
So what are you reading, Pirate?
What am I reading? I am going to be an obnoxious teacher's pet, and I'm going to read the classical literature type stuff over the summer. Like, especially Jane Austen is one author that I really wanted to read stuff by, because I keep referencing that in a certain history class. but also, I have Uncle Tom's Cabin checked out right now, which is actually really good. I'm surprised at how good it is for a classic, because I normally don't like them, but whatever.
Well, you only normally don't like them because you have to read them in English class, that's which just
true.
Sucks all of the life out of
it
books.
It just destroys it. Dialectical journals, dude. You wonder why I didn't like The Once and Future King that much. Dialectical journals.
Okay.
Every 5 seconds.
I appreciate what they're trying to do with dialectical journals, but honestly, those are the worst things
they
you
are
could
like,
ever do.
I don't know.
Pain.
I'm not
pain and invisible.
No, because you have to go through and you have to search for the right quotation, and then you have to sit there and find what literary element works
actually,
for that quotation.
Actually, I picked literary element first, and then actually, well, no.
And
you
then,
have a list of literary elements,
and
go
then,
through and find the quotation.
I go through and annotate the book while I'm reading.
Well,
that's
you're
what doesn't, that doesn't work for me, because then I have to sit there and try to find it, and then I end up, because you can't use the same literary element over and over again, and
nope.
So there's like...
Sure you can. I do it.
She told us we couldn't. So, otherwise, I would have just put imagery for everything, because there is so much imagery in most of those books, and it's just... So
imagery.
Imagery.
Is that how you pronounce it?
It's
imagery.
Okay. And the library.
Nobody can talk today. No one can English.
It,
No one can English?
No one can English.
Is that a verb now?
Yes.
Yes, to English.
To English.
Apparently math is also a verb.
Zia's definition of speaking incorrectly.
You cannot English.
Alrighty, and now what's our third topic for the day?
Our least favorite book.
I should mention that the reason I haven't said what books I'm reading yet are because we're doing another podcast later in the week. So.
Yeah.
All about Meg.
It's all about Meg month.
Because I'm graduating, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be a secret!
It's on my bio.
Details. To spoil the surprise.
Spoiler alert!
Okay, they're not leaving reviews for us. How do we know they're looking at our bios?
That's true.
That's a good
point. P.S. Look at our bios.
Comment.
Hit, nudge, run, twink, wink, if you know what I mean.
What did you
say about me and spoilers?
You have spoilers on your bio. You're not supposed to tell people you're graduating. Oh, I just said it again. Darn it. Darn it
okay.
all.
You tried.
I think we should go the silent route.
Okay.
For this one.
Least
moving favorite. On.
I'll be here all week.
Let's go with Zio last because I know she's got a nice long rant here.
Least favorite books
we kind of have to do it very
year.
Fast.
We'll do
so
a
let's
round.
Just do Zio
lightning round.
And Pirate because mine isn't really.
No, you can go ahead and talk. You can use your
just
first.
Just mention it or something.
Mine was a school book because I don't really remember any books.
So was Pirates.
Yeah, mine was.
So just mention
book.
It really quick.
Yeah. Let's just go because we have like 2 minutes. So
yeah, you get to hear our lovely
pirate.
We
have
like
yours?
5 minutes. Yeah, we've got a good solid 4 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. All right. So my least favorite books of the year were the books by Chrétien. He's a bard poet type dude from medieval.
Yeah. Those poet type dudes.
Don't make fun of me. I can't English today.
He's one of those guys, you know, that they go into court and they hire him and they bring a little harp or a lyre or whatever the heck that word
oh,
is.
The bards.
And they sing a song and the nobles are like, oh, that's wonderful. Here's some food. And he's like, thank you, your highness. And then he goes off into the next court.
Yeah. Yuck.
Anyway, like his story is...
They're Gary Stews and Mary Sue's personified and turned into books.
And heaven forbid if you are actually loyal to the one that you're legally married to, because that is such a shameful thing to do. If you're in love with somebody, it doesn't matter whether or not they're married. It doesn't matter if it's illegal or not.
You just need to be with
you
them.
You need to go ahead and cut your hand open to the bone.
Ew.
So you can be with them.
That's a lot.
It was bad.
It really was.
You guys seem to have like something stuck in your throat.
You really do. It's pretty bad.
I would love a cough drop.
All right, Zio. You okay. have 30 right. seconds.
And I'm
going
to rant back about this book because I actually like this book. So.
Ooh,
take
that's
it
gonna be so much
back.
Fun.
All right.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to get a timer up, and we're going to do, like, 30 seconds each.
Oh, I hated how it ended, though, so I will agree.
Everybody
on.
Hated
and
how it ended.
Don't spoil it. No spoilers.
I'm not spoiling it. She's the more likely one to spoil
well,
it.
The book no itself wasn't too bad. It
okay,
really,
ready?
Tell them what book it is.
Zio, your 30 seconds start now.
All right, so the book that I really didn't like this year was Allegiant by Veronica Roth. It was the conclusion of the Divergent trilogy. And I just didn't like it because I didn't like... There's may or may not be a few spoilers here. I didn't like the idea of what was beyond the fence. Like, I liked that it was America, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't like the idea that, you know, an entire population forgot about every single war that humanity has ever had and then totally blamed everything on... A crazy science experiment that went really, really wrong.
Done. Meg. Rebuttal.
I actually like that because it's like a post-apocalyptic kind of idea that the government would make us forget all the wars that have happened in the past and just focused on one problem so they could try to make it look like they weren't failing at doing their jobs. So I think that was an interesting kind of way to fix the world. And I think Zio is going to burst because she wants to talk back. But anyway, I just... What I didn't like about it was how the, they kind of just assumed they would know it, and I hate when they do that because I understand a little bit of that, but there was just so much of, like, the assumptions of what the people from the Divergent City didn't know, and there was just so
Stop.
Too much of that.
Zio, rebuttal, go.
All right, so, the idea of the government doing that and blaming it all on one thing... Didn't people ever question why that science experiment had to happen? Because the whole point was, yes, everything was great, and then there was a whole genetic change-up, and so then we basically screwed ourselves over. But my question is, didn't people ever wonder, if there was this whole genetic change-up, why would there need to be one if life was so great before it? And so that was one of my main issues. And I really didn't like the way that certain characters acted because I was like, that's not how you acted in all the other, in the other two books. So why, especially 4, I didn't like 4 in Allegiant because it just,
finish that thought.
Well, he jumps right onto the train of, yes, let's lie to my girlfriend, even though we just agreed that we're going to be totally honest with each other, and let's...
Spoiler alerts.
Join into a revolution, which I don't even know what it's about, because I'm totally all for fighting no matter what the issue is, which isn't him at all.
Okay. Meg.
I actually agree with that statement, because he just acted completely stupid in this one. He jumped right into their little...
Bandwagon,
exactly.
Of evil.
It wasn't exactly evil. Yeah, I agree with what they were trying to do, but it was a bad idea. But anyway, he just jumped into it without actually not really thinking about it. Of course, he lied to Triss again, even though they had just, moving on. So, yeah, I didn't like how he acted. I felt bad how it ended. And there's our special little bell.
The ending of Allegiant was possibly the most...
heartbreaking.
Infuriating thing.
Heartbreaking, infuriating.
It was
She's lucky
horrible.
She didn't have a riot.
It
she
caused extreme emotion in it two
really
tortured souls.
No,
I didn't
really,
like it either.
Nobody liked the ending. And my mom's theory is because she, the author, fell in love with Four and had to had to get rid of the competition. And so
spoiler alert.
And so had to go through the ending.
It's not really
of that
a spoiler
book.
Alert.
Okay. Guys,
so. All right, guys, we're out of time now because we're all going to be late to class. Woohoo!
Yay for fun!
And I kind of have to walk across the building, so let's go.
Okay, so this was the conclusion.
In the correct order.
In the correct order, yes. First of all, you should definitely go see our website at careadingsociety.webs.com.
Really cool. Comment on our discussions.
And what else
Please
should we
comment
do?
On our discussions.
What else should we do?
Because Meg and I are just killing each other over one thing.
What else are they supposed to like?
Oh, the Facebook page! We have a Facebook page now.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
CA Reading Society on Facebook. Come like us. You'll get lots of cool pictures. Okay.
Comment on our podcast.
Because
Let us
cool.
know you're listening.
And we will comment back. I will comment back.
It makes our little nerd hearts feel so much better.
Yay.
It does.
All right.
It makes us happy. Alright, so this is, apparently we have a pattern. This is Zio signing off.
This is Meg signing off.
Adios from Pirates.
In silence. What up?